Movie remakes have not been clicking with audiences lately. The new Ghostbusters will maybe break even. The latest versions of Ben-Hur and Tarzan each cost and lost a fortune. So what is Hollywood pushing this weekend? The Magnificent Seven, which NPR critic Bob Mandela points out, is a remake of a remake.
In Seven Samurai, seven warriors with swords walk into a Japanese village to protect it from bandits. Only three will walk out. In the original Magnificent Seven, seven gunslingers ride into a Wild West town to protect it from Mexican banditos.
I leave these people a little bit extra and they hire these men to make trouble.
Only three ride out. Now comes Magnificent Seven, the remake, with some clearly intentional updates to a time-honored formula. No banditos this time. The bad guy is now a greedy corporate capitalist named Bogue. And the good guys? A rainbow coalition. Asian, Hispanic, Native American, a Confederate colonel, a guy described as a bear in people's clothes, and a goofball gambler, all led by Denzel Washington.
You tell Bogue, if he wants his town, come see me.
Message presumably received. Actually, I say Denzel Washington leads this band of variously grumpy, dopey, and bashful dudes, but they're actually in the employ of a woman this time. That's another change. A woman I started to think of as a particularly aggrieved Snow White.
You seek revenge.
I seek righteousness. But I'll take revenge.
Whistle while you work on that. The Old West vistas and the artfully shot mayhem are appropriately flashy. If you're going to have church bells crashing down from flaming steeples, director Antoine Fuqua is the guy you want behind the camera. He previously teamed up with Denzel Washington on Training Day and The Equalizer, and he seems to really enjoy watching his star ride a horse, or even walk beside a horse. He also lets Chris Pratt crack wise.
Dan, you dead? Pity.
I had just ordered a drink from that man.
As you might expect, the firepower is significantly increased here. I don't recall a Gatling gun in the 1960 version. And the climax is, let's just say, explosive. So if body count is what you go to Westerns for, by all means drift into this one's corral. It's hardly magnificent, and apart from its casting, it's not doing anything new with its premise, but it's diverting in about the way you'd expect of a remake twice removed, a perfectly competent Seven. I'm Bob Mandela.